Well, sir, it's early evening as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook. Our friends are seated side by side on the davenport, earnestly discussing a somewhat complex situation. Listen.
It's a very pretty problem.
Isn't it, though? So many ins and outs, a person hesitates to say what's right and what's wrong.
Well, let's go to the base of the matter. To begin with, do those 500 theater tickets there in the library table actually belong to Gumpox?
Sure.
Why do they?
Because he found them in Mr. Furbin's garbage box.
Mr. Furbin, of course, is the manager of the Bijou. It is to be assumed that Mr. Furbin threw the tickets away.
Of course, he threw them away. They were in the garbage box along with potato peelings and trash.
But why do you suppose he threw them away?
Well, probably because they're dirty. You can see yourself how faded and grimy and old they look.
Is it Mr. Gumpox's contention that anything he finds in the garbage boxes along the route is indisputably his property?
Well, finders, keepers, you know.
Yeah, but suppose you owned a diamond-studded pickle fork and by accident it found its way to the garbage box. Would you recognize Gumpox's claim to that diamond-studded pickle fork and relinquish all rights?
No, of course not. Anything valuable, he'd return. Those theater tickets are just old paper.
They're old paper, but they represent considerable value.
Yes, that's true.
What's it cost to go to the Bijou?
25 cents for adults.
And those tickets there on the library table are adult tickets?
Uh-huh.
Well, holy smoke, do you realize what they're worth?
No.
125 berries.
Really?
125 berries. Look, Dr. Sleech, now here's my view of the matter. Gumpox hasn't
Listen,
got the slightest claim.
Back door.
Huh?
Russell home, I think. You, Willie?
Hi!
He'll have some ideas on this, too.
Yeah, I expect he will.
After all, he's the party most concerned.
Oh, I don't say Gumpox has any intention of being dishonest, say.
Oh, golly, no. I'd trust him with my Sunday shirt.
But in this situation, he's completely in the wrong.
Bruce, was Johnson attempt to get in touch with me by the telephone?
No. Where you been?
Up at the corner, sitting on the curb in an oyster cracker. Had quite a discussion about socks. Oyster, I says, my mother's Uncle Fletcher's got a dear friend in Norman, Oklahoma, named Homer Heck that don't even own the socks he wears on his feet. Well, Oyster said he'd read... Well, what's this?
It's a roll of tickets.
Looks like Bijou tickets.
Looks natural, Ann. It is a roll of Bijou tickets.
Oh, where'd they come from?
Mr. Furberman's garbage box. Mr. Gumpox brought them around a little while ago. He said we could buy them from him if we wanted to, and if we didn't want to, you could have them as a gift.
My gosh, 500 of them.
Did he mention a price?
$5.
500 theater tickets for $5. That makes him a penny apiece.
I can go to the doggone show till I die of old age.
By gollies, it does make him a penny apiece.
Yeah. Well, what'd you tell Gumpox? Did you just accept the tickets?
Yeah, he handed them to me and I took them. I guess I said I'd see. I was busy washing dishes when he come to the door and I really didn't think much on the thing. If I'd realized he was giving me $125, I'd probably took some interest.
You people know what I'm going to do? I'm going to invite the whole sophomore class up at high school to be my guest. We'll march to the Bijou in a body.
Your father says you can't use those tickets.
Can't use them?
Mm.
Why not, Gov?
Be dishonest.
Dishonest?
Grossly dishonest. You'd be in the position of a man knowingly making financial gains through the employment of stolen goods.
How you figure?
Well, Gumpox hasn't any right to make you a gift of 500 theater tickets he never paid for.
He never paid for? Of course he never paid for them. He found them. Found them in Furman's garbage box.
Suppose he found a platinum watch fob in somebody's garbage box worth $9,000. Would he feel he had legitimately acquired that platinum watch
fob? He never found any platinum watch fob, though. He found a roll of dirty old tickets. Well, look how dirty they are. Why, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll bet you every nickel I got in the world Mr. Ferdinand threw the old roll of tickets away.
Very probably he did.
All right, then.
However, in throwing away the roll of theater tickets, he did so with the idea he was throwing away so much useless trash. The value of the tickets themselves is negligible, of course. But holy smoke, man, potentially they're worth $125.
Think of that.
Has Mr. Gumpox any right to give you $125 belonging to Mr. Furberman?
Yeah, that's the way to look at it.
Hey, wait a minute, Gov. You say those tickets are worth $125, didn't you?
Exactly $125.
Well, who are they worth that much to?
Anybody who has them in his possession.
They're not worth that much to Mr. Furberman.
Why not?
Because they're not. They're worth absolutely nothing to him. He wouldn't buy 500 tickets to the Bijou. He wouldn't buy any tickets to the Bijou. Well, why should he? He runs the Bijou. He gets in free.
There's one for you, Vic.
He could throw 500,000 tickets to the Bijou in his garbage box and not be out anything.
He'd be out something if you come along and found him and took the sophomore class to the show, wouldn't he?
What would he be out?
All those admissions.
Yes, that's true.
The sophomore class would be occupying seats that he could sell to other
junk patrons. Like this is just my luck. But if I found a lump of gold as big as a horse, it'd turn out to be brass. Here I got 500 tickets for the theater, and they turned to cracker crumbs in my mouth.
You wouldn't want to do anything dishonest, Russell.
I don't see where the dishonesty comes in.
If you'll reflect a second, you'll
look,
see.
Look, it's none of my business where Mr. Gumpox got the tickets. He's offering to me as a gift.
Receiving stolen property is just as wrong and
reprehensible as... stolen property.
Well, it amounts to stolen property.
Well, as far as that goes, I'll pay him the $5 he asked for. Give him a nickel or a dime for every time I get a hold of some money until he's all paid up. Will my conscience be clear under them circumstances?
No.
Why not?
You'd be attending the Bijou Theater 500 times at a penny a crack. The regular admission is a quarter. Mr. Furberman would be bilked out of $120.
It'd be Mr. Gumpox bilking him, not me.
Oh, well, now you're just talking to hear yourself talk.
Or you fellas are making a little too much out of this, I think. You mean well enough, Sonny. Gov's not accusing you of cheating anybody out of anything. And Mr. Gumpox means well, too. He's honest as the day is long. I believe we better forget about using that roll of tickets, though. Wouldn't be fair to Mr. Furberman for you to take in the show 500 times and only pay a penny a time when the admission is really a quarter.
Mm.
Isn't that right?
Yeah, I guess so. Doggone it, though, the splurge I could put on. Imagine me marching the entire high school sophomore class downtown and leading them in the show.
I bet Furman's jaw would drop like a piece of lead.
Yeah.
He'd be mystified when he counted the day's receipts.
How'll I handle Mr. Gumpox now? He'll be around in the morning wanting to know what we decided.
Give him his tickets back.
Oh, kind of halfway. Hate to do that.
Why?
He's so sensitive. Feelings get injured terrible easy. It upset him to have Russell refuse his gift.
I don't imagine you want to fork over $5.
I was just wondering. He's done me millions and millions of favors these years we've lived on Virginia Avenue, Vic. Helped me put up my clothesline, give me a hand with cellar screens, carried out ashes, fixed the furnace, worked on my washing machine, even gone to the grocery store after stuff. Always been cheerful and always been willing.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking this would be a chance to slip him a $5 bill without him catching on to the real ins and outs of it. He'd never in the wide world accept money as payment for his nice favors.
Mm.
How do you feel?
Well, anything you say, Dr. Sleech.
Shall I do that, then?
Okay by me.
I'd really like to give him the $5. He hasn't got much spondulix and can find plenty of use for it.
Okay.
That roll of theater tickets we can throw away.
Not in the garbage box.
Oh, not in the garbage box. In the fire.
Doggone the splurge I could put on. See, I saved them tickets till I was 21 years old and escorted some woman to the show. I walk up to the ticket taker. I throw open my coat. There's 500 tickets pinned to my vest. Help yourself, I say to the guy. The woman I'm taking to the show's eyes pop out. You're some sport, she hollers.
Oh, my.
I-D-I-O-D-O, huh?
I'll say.
Huh? That was a pretty little problem, wasn't it?
Uh-huh. Difficult right off the bat to say what was right and what was wrong.
I think my analytical brain and glib tongue cleared up the situation in apple pie order.
Yeah, you're some smart fella. Don't forget to give me the $5 bill for Mr. Gumpox now.
Remind me in the morning. My pocketbook's upstairs.
Say, I just as soon play a game of rummy.
And me too.
Fish the cards out of the library table drawer.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.